Hi, I'm Katie Stone Perez, and welcome to E3.
Hey everybody, I'm Chris Charla. I'm the director of ID at Xbox here at E3. It's looking awesome. And with us today is somebody, I'm just going to pause for a second and say, there are not that many people in the game industry who get known by just having one name. There's Phil, there's, you know, Miyamoto, and then there's Sibel. And so Sibel Sinar runs 47, which is a PR company. And so first, can you just tell us a little bit about 47?
Yeah, totally. We do communications across all of anything that touches games. So it's hardware, it's software, it's indies, it's sort of, you know, the AAA category, it's the Game Developers Conference, you know, it's VR, esports, anything that touches games is in our wheelhouse.
And you basically, just for people who are completely new to this, you basically help developers or companies talk to the press, and not just talk to the press, but formulate a strategy.
That's right. We talk to the developers or the CEO or the marketing person, depending on the organization. We have to be really agile in terms of who we're dealing with, and it's different in each case scenario.
So how early do you typically engage on a game?
You know, sometimes it's when we take the call, and sometimes it's a little too late. But we do recommend that people start thinking about the marketing and PR process earlier while they're developing the game, even if they're not acting on it. It's sort of like making a checklist and knowing that it's there to do, and then being able to set dates and work back. But, you know, every game is really different. I struggle to say, you know, you need to start at 6 months or 3 months or 9 months. It's really a little bit different. Lots of different criteria based on what kind of game is it. Is it a sequel? Do you already have an audience as a developer? Is it the kind of game that requires building a community that you want to launch the game into? Or is it sort of going to come out on a platform like Xbox? There are a lot of considerations. So I would say that it's custom strategies, but you definitely want to put it in your planning process. And no later than about a year out should you at least ask the questions.
Cool. So what are some of the things, like when is a developer thinking about their checklist of like how they actually start to promote their game, what are some things they should be thinking about? In the olden days, it was like, oh, I want to be on the cover of a magazine. And then, you know, 5 years ago, was, oh, I just need to be at PAX. And then right now it's, oh, I've got to get some streamers interested in this game. But if I'm a developer thinking about my checklist of promotions, what are some of the things I want to make sure on there?
Yeah. So, I mean, I would think about it as, what are you doing to speak directly to your community? What are you doing to speak to the influencers that speak to your community, or maybe gather a bigger community for you? What are you doing to speak to the conduits like the press who are going to give information, maybe endorse your game, help create some excitement? If you think about it in those three axes, there's a bunch of things you can do. I think events can still be relevant if the right kind of community is there. So again, it goes back to what kind of game are you making? You know, social media is really important. I think that needs to be on the checklist, even early on. Do you even have the right handles, the right URLs? You need to be making sure of all of this stuff. And how are you going to use social media? Are you going to interact with the community frequently? And then obviously there's influencers like Twitch streamers or YouTubers or other types of influencers that are popping up in, you know, social channels that are different to how you use social media. And then finally there's the press component. And so, you know, I think you kind of need to think about, all right, if those are the sort of three venues, the two types of conduits, and then the channels that I control, what are the things that I need to do? And you can start there.
Cool. And if you're a developer who's watching this and just thinking like, oh, I want to make my video game, I do not want to have to worry about this, what are some steps that a developer who's really like, promotion is, they know that's not their bag, what are some things they should be thinking about?
I mean, I can tell you that most developers aren't promotion crazy. Some people naturally have it, and then they're really all over social media, and they just have ways to engage the community, and it comes naturally to them. But most don't. There are a few ways around it. I mean, one is you can work with an expert, you know, who can at least help guide you, or be the person who goes out and does the promoting for you so that you don't feel shy and like you can't handle it. There's always sort of a budget constraint with indies, obviously, so how you do that will depend on what you can afford. There's, you know, working with the platforms that you might be collaborating with and listening to their advice. But then there's also, I think, just thinking about what kind of game am I making? What is my style, like my authentic voice and style? And figuring out what are the things that I can do that don't make me feel like I'm doing a weird sales job that just feels uncomfortable. And there's probably a lot of things that people realize they can do. Even if half of the time they're going, oh, I don't really want to do it like this other company did. I think it would be better if it was like this. Or I want to skip that entirely. Is that feasible? You know, just want to think about what authentically feels right. And then maybe challenge yourself to go out of your comfort zone a little bit. But, it, you know, be authentic.
Cool.
And I like that.
Are there places to practice? Can you go to a small event, or, you know, is there some safe place to try out your social media voice, or?
I mean, you mentioned events like PAX before, or Indicate, or whatever. I mean, there's different kinds of venues that I think interacting with consumers, and, you know, I think that practice space in person is really good because you're demoing live, you're talking to people, getting live feedback. You're kind of figuring out what your voice is and how you're describing your game, and you're getting better and better at it. And it's both helping your game, but it's also helping your marketing message. So that's kind of a good practice area, I think, maybe start smaller venues. But safe and social media, so there's a lot of permanence with social media. So I wouldn't practice on Twitter, per se. I would try to figure out what your voice is going to be first.
What about for game developers? We have a lot of developers that kind of, when we start talking to them about their product and what they're making, they're like, well, I'm making the game I want to play, or I'm making, you know, this kind of meshed with something else. How do you help developers kind of take that concept and turn it into something that they can actually promote and market and find an audience to address?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good question. People struggle with talking about their game in a single sentence all the time. We help developers, you know, find that. Usually it ends up coming from them just because it really has to be authentic, but that exercise is super important. I mean, one of the things is that you have to figure out what is your game doing, what is your game doing differently, and why is it fun? And you kind of want to capture those things. And then, you know, there's, of course, the what kind of audience am I serving, etc. But if you can't really describe what you're doing differently, and what's fun, then if you start getting into word salad, and you shouldn't have to take, you know, three paragraphs to explain what your game is doing. So you want to kind of make sure that you're getting really concise about it. And then to your point about I'm taking X and Y and smashing them together, that can be good in casual conversation, just to get people like a little sense. But that shouldn't be your main message, because you want your own words to sort of stand for what you're doing.
So you guys are obviously top of the game in terms of the PR world, and, you know, certainly would encourage developers to talk to you. If a developer, you know, is not at the point where they can retain like a professional PR firm, what are some things they can do to try and get some promotional help, like, short of that?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, there are smaller firms that are really specialized. Like if you're working on a horror game or a MMO or whatever, there might be smaller firms that just have deep experience in that, that are not very expensive and will have that authentic fan voice for your game. There are some freelancers that are really terrific publicists or communicators, but aren't necessarily attached to an agency organization. And, you know, maybe their limits aren't too limiting to an independent, you know. And then in some cases, I think most companies assume PR agencies are just super expensive and inaccessible, and it might not be true. You know, it's better to, you know, reach out and see what's possible. And then, for example, I'm always happy to take a call. I'm always happy to give free advice. And if we can take a project, if it's a story we can tell, we'll figure out a way to do it. And if we can't, I'll send them to the next best option. So we're always going to help people out.
So what trends do you see coming? What's exciting you in games right now? Obviously, we're at E3. There's a lot of exciting stuff here. But like, what do you, if you, as you look out over the next like 6, 12, 18, 24 months, what should developers be thinking about?
So the question is probably different for developers at large versus indie developers. And in some cases based on like team sizes of what's being done, and then also there's so many different kinds of game options now. You know, if you look at the mobile space, one of the exciting things is, you know, more core games coming in and more competitive games coming in. Overall, there's a huge move in toward esports, which is really cool, but not everything can be an esport. How does that develop? That's because, you know, that whole ecosystem is just really fast developing now. But competitive games are clearly really exciting, even if they're not a esport. I mean, VR is the talk of the show, and I've seen some really fun things around the show floor. But I think there's also just a really awesome place for independent studios making great games right now. And I think that's not necessarily a new trend, but you're seeing more and more of it. The sort of like AAA independent, you know, for lack of a better term. There's just a lot more of that.
I heard the term big indies today at lunch, and I don't know if that's, I don't know if that's the right term or not, but when I think about games like Below or We Happy Few, those both seem like games that are clearly independent and, you know, very independent, but also, you know, feel like they have some of the production values and, you know, just sort of scale of some bigger games.
Right. So then the question becomes, if the independents become almost part of the establishment, they really have a big voice, and there are a lot of them, who will the new rebels be?
Yeah. Well, the nice thing is, like, the barriers to entry are low enough now that we know there's always going to be, you know, there's probably somebody out there right now looking at a game, taking some notes, is going to be the next.
That's what's exciting.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love the new Xbox dev mode, too, because it gives that anyone the ability to take that retail console and flip it and have it turn it into a dev kit and start to get developing on the console.
That's the stuff I can't wait to see.
Yeah, very cool. Well, thank you so much for joining us here at the show today at E3.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks
a lot.
Fun being greenlit here.
Ha ha ha.